Still today, religious freedom is still threatened and minorities are not protected, said Pope Benedict XVI today in his address to participants at the plenary assembly of the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences. The plenary chose the topic Universal Rights in a World of Diversity, the Case of Religious Freedom, for discussions during their five-day meeting here at the Vatican. Professor of Law at Harvard Law School, Marianne Glendon, is Academy President. I spoke to Professor Glendon at a press conference in the Vatican presenting the outcome of the plenary.
You were talking there about religious freedom being a fundamental human right, and you were talking about the best way to protect it. How best do you do that?
In that way, it's no different from any other fundamental human right. There's no place on earth where these rights have been brought to life in their fullness. And that's why I use the word quest, because our search as in our academy as lawyers, economists, social scientists, political theorists, our search is to try to figure out ways to bring these rights to life in many diverse cultures. This was the central problem of our meeting this week. How can you have a universal human right when there's no universality of culture? And the answer has to be something like the way we think about bringing the core doctrines of Christianity to life in different cultures. We Catholics are accustomed to the idea that Christianity can flourish in many pleasing forms, different music, different art, and there can be a kind of joy in looking for the best ways to bring principles to life.
How much was this a learning process for you? You were talking there earlier about the different, not just Catholics represented, but different denominations represented. So how much did you learn from them?
This was a great experience for us in that respect, because everybody talks about the need for mutual respect, but you can't really fulfill the obligation toward respect and tolerance until you get to know the other. And it was a great benefit for us to be sitting for 4 full days, 8 in the morning till 10 at night, with people from not only from different faiths, Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, not only from different faiths, but from Catholics from other parts of the world. And it was, we always grow in understanding in these meetings.
You were talking about restrictions in the West, and when people think about restrictions, they think about countries like North Korea, like Iran. So do you think there is a lack of awareness?
Yes, I think we in the West, we always, when we think about freedom, we always tend to think we have a patent on it, and we tend to get very satisfied with ourselves. But as Pope Benedict has pointed out, we fail to recognize the subtle and sophisticated ways in which religious freedom is undermined in our own cultures. And the principal way is really through the idea that religion has to be confined to the private sphere, that religion has to be completely private. But that means that the public sphere has everything else in it but religion, and it effectively pushes religion and religious people to the margins. It's saying, well, your citizenship isn't quite as good as other people's is.
I should end by talking about John Paul II, because you talked about him, and we've had this wonderful beatification of Blessed Now John Paul II. What is his legacy with regard to religious freedom? You talked about his encyclical. What exactly do you think his legacy is?
John Paul II said more than once that religious freedom was, this is his word, a touchstone for the state of all the other fundamental human rights. In other words, if you see how religious freedom is in a particular society, that's going to tell you everything you need to know about human rights in that society.